This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Guys, I am so excited.
Y'all ready to surf on down to the Pacific Islands?
Hell yeah.
Timmy, are you going to eat more candy or are you done now?
I have eaten my two Starbursts and I'm ready to proceed. I've taken my medicine and let's go.
Okay.
It's enough sugar to keep me awake for the next 2 hours, which is all I need.
Did you take that yellow one?
Of course I took the yellows.
Shame on you.
The doctor says you
the
take
yellow's the medicine.
The yellow is the, that's the Robitussin.
What?
That's the Robitussin. Yes, yeah. Yellow.
Wait, you hate Robitussin? I'm kidding.
Yeah, no. You, wait, man, you hate that Tussin?
They're Tussin-flavored Starbursts.
I mean, that's why you like them.
Yeah, the pink one is, my doctor's like, okay, well, you can have this one for fun. I'm like, great. And then the yellow one, he's like, but you got to take the yellow one.
You have to earn the pink one.
Right.
You got to earn that. What about the red one? What do you got to do to take the red one?
The red one's like the second stage of chemo. It's like,
Timmy.
What? The red one is like, look.
We go here.
You don't want this one, but you really need this.
I feel you.
And in the end, your life is better off for it.
Okay.
We're
saying you can cut. Oh.
What? Yeah. I didn't say anything offensive about chemo.
The views of Punch Out the Jam do not.
Mentioning chemo is not offensive. I'll take full heat for this joke. I don't think I said anything
wrong.
It's not offensive.
Not at all. People need it.
People need it.
You want to hit the theme?
Yes, I'll hit the theme.
Punch it!
It's time for
Punch
the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
Hey.
Punch the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
Hello, Lisa, Lisa, and Punch Jam.
What is that a parody of?
Lisa, Lisa, and Cult Jam. The band.
Oh, yeah. Fluff. How could I forget?
I wonder if I take you home. Well, you know.
I don't. No.
Oh, my baby.
God.
No.
Yes.
I know that.
You know the song.
I'm Miel.
I'm not. Welcome to Punch Up the Jam.
It's a podcast where we revisit old hits you probably have strong opinions about, and then we talk about them and try to understand them, and then we try to make them better.
Old hits such as I Wonder If I Take You Home by Lisa, Lisa, and Cult Jam.
Ooh.
Which is not what we're talking about today, and not even who we're talking about today at all.
No.
No.
We can.
Yeah,
if we want to.
I mean, sure.
I feel like first and foremost, we need to talk about this disembodied voice in the studio.
Sure. You know him as an actor, as a comedian, as the co-host of the Culture Kings podcast. Please give a warm welcome to Jacquees Neal.
Harlem Shake.
Do we still
shake,
do the Harlem Shake?
Doing a little shimmy.
I mean, listen, everything is coming back.
The dance Harlem Shake, I think.
The dance cut thing
in the middle. Nah, we can leave that in, what, 1994?
come on, man, 1998.
Was it 90?
It was about 98.
I don't think YouTube existed in 98.
It didn't, but we was doing the Harlem Shake.
It feels like 1998.
We was doing the Harlem Shake in 7th and 8th grade, I think. Wasn't we?
The dance, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
How old are you?
How old do you think I am?
25.
Oh, this is a fun game. Bless your heart.
You're older?
Yes.
Is it my turn?
You look good.
7.
Yes. I am a child, and I sound great.
You look and sound
you
like a child.
You do sound great.
Thank you.
Thank you for being our first child guest.
Listen, I'm here to serve you guys.
Wow. I just have so many questions. And I guess the first one is, why Jason Mraz's I'm Yours?
I have a great video that I'm going to post when we drop this episode. Because, should I explain the genesis of this?
Go ahead.
We went to brunch with Iffy one time.
Friend of the pod.
And I was talking to him. I was like, you got to come on the show. We'll figure out a song for, like, a group for you to do. Uh-huh. Jason Mraz came on over the, like, radio at brunch. And we were immediately all just like, oh, Jesus, it's playing so loud. And he was shimmying to it and singing every single word.
Jacquees was?
Oh, yes. Hell yeah.
And then
let me tell y'all something.
I was like, you really like Jason Mraz? And he's like, I love Jason Mraz. And I was like, you have to do Jason Mraz on the song.
Hell yeah.
Or on the pod.
And I couldn't have been more happy. It is. Let me tell you. Listen, Jason Mraz. Let me tell you about Jason Mraz.
I like
real quick.
The way you add like the whole effect on the second part of his name.
Yeah, Jason Mraz.
You gotta take your time.
You gotta say it. Mraz is a dope name.
You're saying it the way people say jazz.
Yeah,
Jason Mraz.
I mean,
Mraz.
He has jazz influences. He has reggae influences.
All right.
He has operatic influences.
His music is a cultural melting pot.
It is. His music is New York City.
Okay.
That's a lie.
Let's end the song right now.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for having me.
Ironically, you just love it.
No, I love it. I think it's beautiful music. I think it's feel-good music. It reminds me of just driving, like, with water.
What?
Driving like, with like water on the water? Side.
Okay.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
No. Not death.
I thought maybe you're just like having a nice bottle of water in the car.
Driving off a cliff into the ocean.
It reminds me of suicide. No. It reminds me, it is real. And also, he's a great singer. Here's what I'll be honest about. There are people who like people and be like, everything they put out is great. Jason Mraz got some clunkers. Yeah. He got some clunkers.
I appreciate you admitting
that. He got some clunkers. But if you was like, Jacquees, make me the perfect 18-song Jason Mraz CD from all his...
You know 18 Jason Mraz songs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're an expert.
I love thinking of this scenario in which I'm just like, Jacquees, I gotta hear 18 Jason Mraz songs. But continue.
Listen, I just had... You guys know Matt Apodaca?
Yeah.
I just had him on my show, and he does a show now, like, I'm giving
the
him
Weezer
free
one.
Promo.
Yeah, don't... We'll censor that.
Bleep all of this out.
You gotta come on the show if you want this promo.
You want promo? Come on the show. He does the Weezer podcast, so I had him on Culture Kings, and it was just me solo hosting. So I was like, all right, you give me 5 Weezer songs, I'll give you 5 Jason Mraz songs.
Let's you ride see if or we die can... for Jason Mraz.
Yeah.
Okay.
I respect it. I respect it in that I'm just kind of like, I don't want to sit here and just bring my preconceived notions of Jason Mraz, because it's literally just this song and one song that he released, like, I want to say last year, that I heard and immediately forgotten and heard everywhere.
Can I give you one song to listen to? You're not going to listen to it now, but... Listen to the Freedom Song.
It's called the Freedom Song.
Okay.
I don't like that at all.
Okay.
It's about his own Negro spiritual.
I don't like a white spiritual. Man having a song.
Certainly my guess.
Yes. Do you want to come or go?
Okay. I feel like everything I'm about to say about him is not going to help.
No,
this
it's
picture.
Not. It's not.
And I'm sorry that it's I okay. have to give you these notes,
give
but
it to me.
The album name that I'm Yours came off of is We Sing, We Dance, We Steal Things.
Oh, what a beautiful great. Name.
Mm.
That's a word for it, sure.
It is so... The only thing I can think of is that System of a Down album, I think it's called Steal This Album, but it's completely different energies.
Yeah.
And as if like that's not a pretentious enough title, in my personal opinion, it's also like hijacked from an actual artist that had a piece named that he saw while like traveling in Ireland or something.
Really?
It kind of makes it worse, yeah.
So funny.
Yeah.
I don't own Wikipedia, so I don't know.
Oh, I copy paste like the first 10 paragraphs. That's what my notes are for this show. Okay, listen. I know the things I'm about to tell you very much make him sound like a caricature that someone would write on a show of like this hip guy, like a fedora boy.
Yeah.
And if it were written for that show, the writer's room would say this is too much. These are just facts I'm about to tell you.
Right.
Okay. He is an investor in Cafe Gratitude.
He is.
The restaurant in Los Angeles, a chain restaurant where all the dishes are named I am adjective.
Mm-hmm. And, and
you have to order that way.
Yeah.
I am grateful. I am wholesome. I am fulfilled. And the server asks you a question of the day. It's an experience, really.
Okay.
You come to LA, you go to Disneyland, you go to Cafe Gratitude. He's so pro Cafe Gratitude that his last tour was Gratitude Cafe.
No, it was not.
And I went on it.
You did?
Here's a question.
I mean, I didn't go on it, but I did go to see him live.
How many times have you seen him live?
Twice.
Okay.
I'm so happy you're here.
Just twice.
I want to be converted to the Church Mraz.
I mean, listen. All this Jason Mraz slander, by the end of this episode, everybody is going
to
be in the
church. It's not
slander.
It's all facts.
Not slander in a good way. Slander in a good way.
Slander in a good way.
Because I like bringing people like this. See, listen. I watched General Hospital, y'all. And... Let's learn about Jacquees.
You're here on a missionary trip from the Church of Mraz.
There's a cult storyline going on right now, and that's how I feel that I need to bring people over to the Jason Mraz side.
Wait a minute. So you are, of your own free will, likening your love for Jason Mraz to a cult?
No, I'm not. That was just a joke, guys. That was a joke. That was a joke.
Well, you know what, though? Like, speaking of cult, big cult energy, which Jason exudes.
Oh, man.
He currently owns a 5.5-acre avocado farm in Oceanside.
That's dope.
It maybe, yes, listen, it's dope, but is it not how a cult starts?
This guy is
feels like it to me.
Yeah.
Everything about it. He also just came out as bi, which awesome, but he came out by calling himself Two-Spirit. Which is like pretty aggressive Native American appropriation. So it's like, okay.
I don't like that. I don't like that.
Okay.
This guy feels like a David Wayne character.
That's what I'm saying. Man. It sounds like a character that you're like, this is too on the nose.
Yeah.
Dial it back a teensy bit.
But also, I'm afraid to say bad things about him, Because what if he starts sliding into our DMs?
Listen, I'm not going to say bad things about him. I'm not just going to speculate randomly. I'm going off of information.
Going off the facts. You got off the facts. You got the facts.
So basically the backstory of I'm Yours is that it was just like a little ditty he wrote out real quick and then just started playing at his live shows. I believe, what? Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm just smiling because as soon as you said little ditty, I'm like, that's literally the exact word I would use for this song. It just feels like a ditty.
It's a ditty? What's a ditty? I'm not as musically inclined.
He used to be Puff Daddy.
Well, he used to be.
Yes. It's a little Puff Daddy.
That
no,
makes
it just
sense.
Feels like a song that you kind of are just kind of like, it's like not really a song.
Yeah.
I feel like ditty is like, like in the way that it's like you got a boat and then you got like a schooner or like a dinghy where it's like, it's okay. Not a full boat.
I thought it was schooner. Am I saying it wrong?
Who knows who's saying it
right? I think schooner is right.
So he says it was written rather quickly, maybe 15 or 20 minutes.
Mm.
The whole song.
Like Jay-Z.
Why?
Yep. Why tell people that?
Why do people? This is like the 10th time or something where one of the facts has been like, they said that they wrote this very quickly. I'm like, stop offering that up.
Jay-Z, for the blueprint, he was like, ah, man, I made that in 48 hours.
You don't need to say that.
That's what he always says about the blueprint.
I feel like there must be some level of shame where they're like, if it sucks, I already told
it
you.
Was quick.
I just busted it
I ain't
put
no time into this.
It is like a good deflection method for criticism.
But it also feels like, on some level, these artists are doing it in the way where it's like, I know it's a hit and I'm bragging about it.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Well, here's what he says. I was at home in my writing room, chugging along on my electric guitar, minding my reggae influences, grateful for another sunny afternoon in San Diego.
Stop. Read the real quote. Stop doing this bit.
The melody just appeared out of nowhere while the words flew over my head. Ooh. As my thoughts were focused on surrendering to the moment.
Oh, that sounds great.
That is ultimately what the song is about, giving yourself or your time to someone or something else. I thought it was cool and had a nice bounce, and I began playing it live almost immediately.
That's exactly how me and Eku came up with Culture Kings.
In that same verbiage?
That exact verbiage.
In your writing room.
We were in our writer's room.
Just jamming out on the electric guitar.
Surrender to this idea.
I think so. I mean, let me tell you about this Grammy-nominated song.
I do want to tell you which two noms. Song of the Year.
Hell yeah.
And Best Male Pop Vocal.
Hell no.
You're doing a little shimmy now. And
What were you going to say?
I know it was Song of the Year.
Yeah.
But I didn't know what category. Because I can't place him in a category.
I don't think he can either.
You
know what's so funny is I wanted to look up the genre of this song, and on Wikipedia, it just doesn't list it.
No, I think probably he would call it part of his identity as a citizen of the world.
He'd call it feel music.
Feel music?
Yeah.
I like feel music.
This guy, just the quotes you're giving me, it sounds like he's the kind of guy who starts saying this stuff, and then he's eventually just working up to like, oh, I don't like to use condoms because I'm really about skin to skin. Like, I'm just like, you're
no,
just,
that's what I'm saying. It's a fedora personified.
I don't like to use condoms because what?
He's
because
just like, I really want to feel skin to skin. It's about feeling you as a person or
Damn,
whatever.
Man, stop taking me to high school.
You picked this song.
Again, Jason's probably a really nice guy. He's probably a really nice guy. He's very rich, probably.
He's very rich.
I'm sure he's listening to this and just laughing, just feeling free.
He is.
Yeah,
you know, Open Mike Eagle said he came to his show and he was the only person that bought a shirt.
See, Jason's a nice guy.
Yeah, he said he's the only person who bought merch.
He makes himself too easy a target to dunk on, but he seems like a nice guy.
I think he's nice.
He was setting it up for himself when he named that album Mr. A to Z.
Mr. A to Z.
That's a dope
fucking
name.
It's the remedy. Miss Mysterious. The dangerous.
Wait, does he rap?
Yeah, it's the comedy in that it's serious. Play on words.
It's like a
comedy
rap sing.
Is where you gotta stand the rest of your life with the light on. So say the light on all of your friends. Cause it all amounts to nothing in the end.
I
got an idea. 10% of those words correct.
You did. You got more right than you think you did.
I had to take a photo of what was just happening right now because I wish you guys could see from my vantage point what it feels like to be sitting between Miel and Jacques, one dressed in all white, one dressed in all black, arguing against and for Jason Mraz. Mm-hmm. It truly feels like I am
in
purgatory, just being like, either pick Jason Mraz or don't. One is a devil, one is an angel. Which is which?
I mean, I have my Walt Disney cup of tea right here.
You have a strong vibe going.
I came ready to chill, guys.
We are like truly inverted. Your shoes are white, my shoes are black.
This
your
is
shirt
insane.
Is black, my shirt is white. My skin is white, your skin is black.
My skin is black. You have LaCroix.
Look at this. Look how beautiful we are right now.
Insane. Let me get both up.
Honestly, I feel like the biggest diversity here is in our opinions.
It is. Definitely.
Oh my, that feels like something that you see on a brochure for like centrism. It's like, I might be Republican and I might be Democrat.
Yeah.
We're really diverse.
We're really
in
diverse.
Our opinions.
Miel is from Bronx. I'm from Montauk. And that's how we're.
You made yourself from Montauk, the town from Eternal Sunshine.
He knows what he's representing in this morass conversation.
I know.
Oh, man, his avocados, though. I would love to try one. Honestly, if he listens, please send us some avocados. I will review them on air.
Oh, please reward us for this.
Send me some tickets.
Send him some tickets.
Send me some tickets, Jav. Give me like third row.
Can we hook Shaquise up? Just like I want you to get on stage.
Listen, and if that happens,
he probably does bring people on stage too. He's a nice guy.
He bought somebody on stage and like sat next to him, just on the edge of the stage, and just like played guitar and like, you know, leaned and bounced with him and sang a song.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And it was beautiful.
Just feeling.
Seems like
and he
his
came
energy.
Into the crowd to get him, and then like because I saw him at the Pantages.
Wow. Oh, wow.
He played the Pantages.
That's a big venue.
It's a big venue. It was full, and it was the best night of live music that I've ever been to. It's not the best concert I've ever been to.
Right.
But it's the best night of just, oh, this is...
Demi cannot look
I
at
can't
you.
I can't handle this because we still haven't even gotten into the song, and I'm just like...
Oh, brother.
I feel like it's just like I came here being like, just open yourself up, dude. We don't need to do this. And now everything that you say, I'm just kind of like... What does that mean? What does that fucking mean, man?
Okay, let me finish my notes and we'll get into the song.
Okay.
So he left the production sparse on purpose because he'd been playing it live for so long. He was like, I got to stay true to that. So it's deliberately low on production, which we'll get into. It spent 76 weeks on Billboard Hot 100, holding at that time the record for the most weeks spent on the chart.
Wow.
I would like to tell you the two songs that have since broken it, according to Wikipedia, because I just feel like they're all related, like they're all cousins. It was first broken by Imagine Dragons' Radioactive. And then broken by AWOL Nation's Sail. Do they not all feel like you'd see them on the same concert? It just feels like cousins to me.
I can't see Jason Mraz being anywhere. It's like just
the
too...
audience feels the same to me.
Maybe.
I don't know about Imagine Dragons. I don't know about that one.
You can't dunk on them, though. It's too overdone.
I feel like Imagine Dragons might be like the midway point where the fans for AWOL Nation and Jason Mraz converge of like popular
music.
Oh,
it's that galaxy brain meme.
I think it's more of the Arnold Carl Weathers Commando meme where it's like AWOL Nation and Jason Mraz and they meet in the middle of Imagine Dragons.
Oh, that's exactly what it is. Okay. You nailed that so hard.
I'll give you that.
All right, we can agree on this one thing.
We can agree on that.
He says, Jason, in 2018, actually, he didn't actually take I'm Yours that seriously after he wrote it. Yeah. So I think he knows this is a ditty.
Yeah. Well, here's the interesting thing. I don't mean to keep cutting you off, but here's the interesting thing about that is up until that point, he had released albums like every 2 years.
Uh-huh.
And then this album came out and it was his most like critically popular album, like Grammy nominated, all that type of shit. And he took a 5-year break from music.
Whoa.
And was like, I don't like this.
Oh, wow.
And stopped making music and came back with a drastically different album.
That sounds like Jason Mraz to me.
Yeah.
That feels true to his character from what I've imbued.
So I can see how he didn't take it. I don't think he took this entire album seriously.
No, I mean, it doesn't seem like that's why he does music. He says, I just thought it was a cute song, a novelty song, almost like a kid's song. But then I started playing it live, and by 2008, I could tell it needed to be on an album because audiences were really responding to it. To me, personal hot take, I think audiences respond to it because they think it's Israel Kamakavevole.
Kamakavevole.
Is that the last part?
Israel Kamakavevole.
Israel Kamakavevole.
Okay. It sounds like his version of Over the Rainbow to me.
Yeah.
Yes. When he plays it live, he plays it, that's how the song starts.
Oh, really?
Oh, so he knows it sounds like that song.
Yeah. Yes.
Right?
It's absolutely this.
Ooh, yeah. Whenever he plays it live, this is how it starts.
No, literally.
And then he gets into it.
Wait, no, not here. Here.
Well, you done dummy in your bed, I felt it. I tried to be chill, but you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks.
Is this a Royal Caribbean commercial? What are we doing?
I'm saying. And like to add insult to injury, he also shot the music videos all in Hawaii. So I'm like, he was like, yo, wouldn't it be funny if like I did Hawaiian music? Is that how he came up with this?
I feel like it was he was inspired by it and was just kind of like, what's my version of that? And
the
it's funny.
Same thing?
It is kind of crazy because you can sort of tell that there's like a Hawaiian like twang to the backup singers.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of like, huh.
Huh.
I mean,
but people liked it.
A Southern Pacific.
People liked it. It is definitely a cruise song. That's probably one reason why I like. Listen, I've been on 7 cruises.
Wow. Okay.
I've been on like 4 cruises.
The picture is starting to come together for me.
I'm a cruise head. What? I love it.
You go on like a 311 cruise?
What's that?
Did you go to the Bare Naked Ladies cruise?
No. Like one of those cruises where it's like there's a,
No. Okay. That sounds awful.
What about a Jason Mraz cruise, though?
Hell yes.
You're out all day on the Lido deck like, I'm not even getting a room. I'm just staying out here.
I'll just sleep out here, which I've done, and it's beautiful.
Oh. Jason Mraz wouldn't have a cruise. He'd have a giant raft.
That's very true.
You have, like, what do they call the boats that just fit 8 people?
Or, like, everyone brings an inner tube and just tethers it on, and you become a big island.
Mm-hmm. Or he's like, he just tweets out, hey, guys, meet me at the beach. And when you get there, he's got his own boat. And he's just kind of like, first 100 people get on are on this cruise with me.
I love it. Mm-hmm. It's his version of Fire Festival.
I made
and
I was just about to say I made him sound real cool, and then you saved that.
But his would take place because he's special.
Should we get into the song?
I think we got to. Man. Oh, I wanted to look up what songs won the Grammy that year. Viva La Vida beat him.
Coldplay?
Yeah. Coldplay.
Again, cousins. There's I'm a fan meme
of Coldplay.
Here.
I'm a fan of Coldplay. I'm a fan of Viva La Vida.
That was the last album I liked.
I think
one right after that one. I messed with, but after that, I was like, I think I'm done with Coldplay.
Viva La Vida was it was one of the first albums that I like bought with my own money. Like I was like, I'm going to collect vinyl records, and I bought it and was still just like, yeah, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Strawberry Swing fucks.
Oh, so good. The video's so great, good. Too.
So good.
All right, now let's talk about this song.
Okay. I don't know why it makes me mad immediately.
Because, I think we have the same feelings.
Come with me, guys.
Where
come to a beautiful place.
Where?
Yeah, where's this Carnival cruise taking us?
It's taking us to a beautiful island of Trinidad.
Oh, Trinidad?
I don't know
Trinidad.
Why. It just feels like it's going to take me to Africa and have me take pictures with black kids to post on Facebook.
This feels like an ad for come and vacation in Florida, but they don't tell you anything that you could do in Florida besides Disney World.
Yeah, I mean.
And there's like a one steel drum.
Yeah.
All these things sound great. Taking pictures with black kids, Disney World. I mean, y'all still haven't said nothing I don't like yet.
That's fair. Yeah. We're just upselling
really
it for you.
I really appreciate having your opinion here, because otherwise this would just be so negative and awful.
I also just love that you are unflappable in that you're like, I mean, we're obviously not here to we don't want to convince you not to like the song, I don't think.
It's going to be very hard.
Yeah.
It's going to be very hard.
You spent some time with it.
I spent some time with it.
This song probably means so much to so many people. So to just come in and be like, this song fucking sucks. Y'all are tools. Like,
yeah. Y'all about to get blasted in these mentions.
I mean, every song means something to everyone, which is why I'm always just like, I feel like you guys got to understand that this is a comedy podcast and
we're
fucking around, and also we don't want to pretend that we like every song we ever, who's that fun for?
Nobody.
We also don't want to take like a, let's not feel anything because that's not the fun.
Or human, or healthy.
Yeah.
I do want to say, before I say anything additionally negative about this song, yes, now in 2019, it just makes me irrationally angry when it starts. But there was a brief window, about 3 months in 2009, where I fucked with this song
hard. You fucked with it hard.
I have to admit it. I did think I blasted it. And in fact, what was so funny is driving around the community college parking lot trying to find a spot, I would hear other cars blasting it as well.
Yeah.
We were all bumping this shit. No, this literally, I'm like, I'm about to go to musical theater class.
You know what? Bless you. You know what? You know what? Like, so here's the thing. It's like this is obviously his most famous song.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows it, right?
Right.
And for me, every artist's most famous song, I don't need to hear all the time.
Yeah.
So like,
yes.
Whenever I listen to this song, I don't even, on any playlist, I just only have like a couple live versions.
So this doesn't make the mixtape.
I can't listen to the original anymore because it's too overplayed for me. But the live versions I fuck with still because you don't hear them too often. It has a crowd energy and stuff like that.
There's additions to it that make
it feel
like it's
additions to it that makes me feel like it's refreshed, especially the one in Chicago, which is where I'm from. So he like screams out Chicago a couple times.
The versions. You're such a fan.
I have a feeling
it.
That if we listen to the live recording of Chicago, you can just hear you in the back going like, Mraz!
Yes!
I was like, this is the Obama year, baby!
Because
it was that year.
At the shows you've been to, have you noticed any specific race showing up in the majority?
Oh, yeah. It's mostly white folks.
Okay. Do you feel like...
I have a feeling.
It's been, in the 2 Jason Mraz concerts I've been to, it's been 4.5 black people.
The entire venue has had four black people.
At least I've seen. It's been four black people and a mixed person.
You're a pioneer.
I feel like you find each other in the crowd and it's like the Spider-Man pointing at Spider-Man meme.
Oh my gosh, yes. Can I tell you something wild? I tell you something wild? All right, so the last Jason Mraz concert I went to was at the Pantages, and it was, let's say 2015, 16, something like that. I can't remember. And the one black person, and intermission, because there was an intermission to this concert. There's an intermission to this concert. At intermission, we came, like, we was out, and it was me and my fiance, we were out, and this other black lady came up to me, and she was like, it feels so, because this is what happens with every black people when you're only one.
Oh, yes.
It feels so good to see you here. And I was like, hell yeah, I love it. And she was like, ain't nobody here like us. You see, we fucked with it. We were instant connect.
Oh,
that's
I
the last time
that.
I saw her. Until Super Bowl Sunday this year, I was at Wingstop.
No!
And it was an hour-long line. I was furious at this point because I've been fucking lying for an hour at Wingstop.
Yeah. Oh,
and in she walks, and we immediately look at each other and recognized each other.
Oh, my God. I wonder if she'll listen to this.
I doubt
you
it.
You think?
But I don't have her name. If you listen to this, hit me up on Twitter.
You'll know who you are. You're the only other person that likes Jason Mraz and is black.
Yes.
It feels like this is going to be the version of you. You know when it was like two people who were like friends for ages on Words with Friends like met up and then it was like this really old lady and it's like very young. I feel like that's what's going to happen.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Best of friends.
I love it.
I feel like if you took an overhead photo of a Jason Mraz concert, it would be virtually indistinguishable from like all those drawings of like a polar bear in a snowstorm.
Yeah. I know.
It was mostly us sitting the entire time until this song at the end.
And everyone
all stood up.
Oh, for one song.
I'm really betraying my people by not liking this song because I certainly look like every single person
you do.
That likes
you look
Jason
like every
Mraz.
Person. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You look like you should be fucking with this, Mio.
I know, I'm sorry.
Someone's got to fight for the other side.
Okay, play all his right. voice. I got to hear it.
You got to hear it.
I have to.
Well, you done me in the bed, I felt it. I tried to beat you, but you so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks. Now I'm trying to get back.
It feels like he is constantly singing staccato. Just like, well, you done me in the bed, I felt.
It's because his voice is an instrument, Demi. Perhaps the oldest
his
instrument.
Voice,
that's true.
I've heard him break out in straight opera. Before.
I mean, it sounds like
and
he
I was
can
like,
sing.
Man, this dude can sing.
Oh, I got the stems. He can sing.
All right, here we go. All right.
Well, you done me in your bed. I felt it. I tried to beat you, but you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks. Now I'm trying to get back.
That's, I mean, I think I suspect a little pitch correction at the end of that, but still,
my
the
soul
tone
happy.
Is nice.
Can I say that I feel like I was destined to never like this song no matter what, and I think even from the very first time I heard this song, I remember hearing the line, I tried to be chill, but you're so hot that I melted, and going,
ahoy.
No.
Yes. You ain't like that metaphor?
I don't like that metaphor at all.
You ain't never been so chill, somebody came in and you melted?
Maybe, but would you say it that way?
Listen, I got my first girlfriend like that.
By saying that line?
No.
I was like,
I wish.
Your first relationship was a fraud.
I got my first girlfriend by her begging. That sounds so bad.
No.
It was in fifth grade, and she wrote the note, and she wrote me like five times, and I checked yes.
Jackie's.
And then we went on summer vacation, came back to school, never talked again.
Sure.
As is life.
Fifth grade. As is life.
Grow worse, they say.
I think that the chill hot to melt, that's a big pill to swallow. That's like a 4-foot pill to swallow. But the done me also gets me. And also starting a song with well.
Well.
I just.
Well, you done me.
You
I
just
don't mind
started.
The well.
What, you don't mind the well?
I don't mind a well.
It's outside of the country genre. It feels a little out of place to me.
Well, you done me in
right?
the bed. I felt it.
Ooh, that sounds like a cover.
And also adding the done, it just from the, he just really made it clear from the jump that this song is just about having fun and making fun sounds. And that's what we're going to do here.
Love it.
I, for some reason, always thought this was, well, you done it and you better have felt it.
Whoa, what? Where'd you get that idea?
Yeah, that sounds bad.
That doesn't flow.
I don't know what I was thinking.
That also sounds predatory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he says, I fell right through the cracks. So I'm assuming he's referencing now being a liquid state and melting.
Because he melted.
He turns to Alex Mack.
Alex Mack is all I can think about, too.
What a great fucking show that
great
was.
Great show.
It affected all of us.
Yeah. It was such a great show.
I briefly knew the actress. She was dating a friend of mine and like for years. So like it went from being like, holy shit, that's Alex Mack, to being like, well, now it's just Larissa. We're just friends.
Yeah.
And oh, right. Honestly, I gotta say, I never got fully over it. She's great, but I still was like,
never got over it.
Would love to talk to you about Alex Mack
is
at some point.
Larissa Olenek.
Yeah. Her and Melissa Joan Hart were my first crushes of non-black variety.
So wow. your taste was Issa's.
I was some Issa's. How do you, Jessica has an Issa in my fiance's name.
Oh, wow.
Issa? You're still into Issa's.
I'm still in the Issa's.
Damn.
Still in the Issa's.
Oh,
that's
my
how you trap me, guys.
First Issa.
That's how you trap me.
And just minor corrections. Actually, I fell right through the cracks.
Why does that sound like Dave Matthews Band?
Crash!
I fell right through the crash.
Fell right through the crash.
Dave Matthews walked so Jason Mraz could run.
That's true.
Okay.
And they both were running barefoot through the sand.
Oh, and poor Jack Johnson. I don't know what happened to him.
He's still on the beach sitting cross-legged.
He's still on the beach. You know, he's still eating his banana pancakes.
He's eating banana pancakes.
Yeah.
Getting that Curious George money.
Yeah, Jack getting Johnson that Curious George
was
money.
Technically the first live act I ever saw.
Really?
Because I was serious? At the mall.
I knew this about you.
Yeah. I was at the mall and watching my sister, and Jack Johnson was playing, and we were just kind of like, let's go see what this is. And I was like, I don't want to, but I was watching over her, so I was like, fine, let's go. And I just remember being like, I don't know what this music is. I don't care for it, but first live show
Jack
I ever
Johnson
saw.
Taught me what a tar ball was.
Which is
what?
What
is a tar ball?
I think that's what he says. It's when you're on the beach and you step on the little pieces of tar and they get stuck to your heels.
Mm. What beach is y'all going to that got tar in the sand?
The beaches here have them.
Tar really? Ball beach, baby.
Yeah. Really?
It washes up because, you know, under the ocean, it's just spitting it up and then washing up on the
really?
Shore.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it kind of like how there's that one beach that keeps spitting up Garfield phones?
Yeah.
For real?
Exactly yes. like that.
See, I don't go to the... I'm a stereotype and I can't swim. Mm. So I don't...
Yeah, you've really come in as a black stereotype. going to bat for Jason Mraz.
Chicken and Jason Mraz, baby. That's what we got.
Okay, play that next part. We have to get into it. I'm gonna start crying if we can.
Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my bestest, and nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention.
Listen to that Togo Rivera singing in the background.
You know the man's name?
Yeah, he tours with him all the time.
What's his name?
Togo Rivera. He either tours with Togo Rivera or Raining Jane.
We have literally
Raining Jane.
Literally never had such a qualified guest, such a fan ever, well, and I never in a million years could have told you that we would have that quality of guest
with
for
the Jason Mraz.
I wish you could see Miel right now through that sentence. She was clearly having an aneurysm at every other word.
My eyes rolled back in my head and I saw God.
I saw the brain circuits going. Yeah. Yes.
Does he mostly tour with Rain and Jane mainly in Spain?
I mean, that's where, yeah.
Cool.
Yes. Yes, and.
Was it worth it?
Let me work it.
Before the cool done run out. So that's now, let's just clock it the third done of the song. And we are not even through the first verse.
We've had three duns and one well.
I'll be giving it my bestest.
I always heard that line as asbestos for
you
some
saw asbestos?
Reason. I was just like, I'm picking up on just the parts I could hear, and I was like, before the good dumb run that bad to get an asbestos.
All right, Mr. Cosby.
Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it asbestos.
Watching The Price is Right.
I gotta see
my sandwich, Theo. I won't hesitate no more. All right, I'm gonna stop this.
It's really a shame Demi's best impression had to be retired 5 years ago.
My too. My Bill Cosby was my
Dude,
number one.
You don't and even I, get me started on I the can't. Day I nailed my Harvey Weinstein impression.
And nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I have to give him snaps for rhyming bestest and intervention. That did not show up on rhymezone.com.
Yeah. Intervestest.
That's that Eminem style rhyming.
Yeah. No, he definitely just closed his eyes and these words came out. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't know which god that was.
I mean, do you not find that more impressive though?
A little bit?
Yeah,
like, it's almost like a freestyle
credit.
Song.
Yeah, I'll give him some credit. However, if I try to analyze what the fuck he's talking about, I'm like, you want an act from God to stop you from dating your girlfriend?
I mean,
before...
Okay.
There's a lot of people who would say,
yeah. Can you relax?
I also love, before the cool done run out, is that him saying, like, before I get over you, or is that him saying, like, before, like, my impressive... Like, before I start to get so nervous that I couldn't be cool?
I think it's that.
I think
it's
that.
Before the cool done run out.
Before you stop thinking I'm cool, I have to make you mine.
Yeah.
Which... And raises some questions about if he's actually cool or if he's just putting up a really good front.
I don't think he's cool.
My definition of cool.
Yeah, I don't think he's cool. I would love to, like, have lunch with him.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't want to go to a
just
bar.
Just go to
with
Cafe
him.
Gratitude. Uh-huh. He'll be there at some point.
I feel like I have seen him at Cafe Gratitude before. I've seen him several times.
I didn't know that was a thing. In one of his songs, he mentions the Gratitude Cafe. Which one is it? Maybe The Remedy? I don't know. And I just thought it was some made-up place. Because he's a coffee shop singer, like from San Diego.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought it was
just
some place down there.
You didn't have to tell us that,
there.
But we knew.
His music sounds like it's the checkout at Starbucks.
It does. It is elevator music, guys.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to lie and act like it's not.
No, the thing is, like,
it
I
is
think
elevator music.
As I say that and it sounds like I have a snarky tone, it's like, what's wrong with that, though?
I kind of meant more that this is the kind of guy that plays guitar in a coffee shop.
Oh, yeah.
Also that.
Yeah.
But that, too.
Or a potbelly.
Yeah, a pot
yeah.
belly.
Yes,
you remember
belly.
The old pot? Yeah. I don't know where you guys are from, but like there's
a pot belly's everywhere.
Yeah,
the sandwich
well,
shop,
not here.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they used to have people just playing at Pot Belly.
Now SeaTac Airport does that.
Really?
They sure
That's
do.
That's where the next Jason Mraz is going to be discovered, I bet.
Oh, man.
We waiting for you.
And then we had a well. We've had four duns, and now we get an I reckon. This is a Prospector cosplay.
Yeah.
I stand by it.
He's trying to sneak in, like, just some other sort of... It feels like he's trying to jump from, like, genre to genre, like, feeling to feeling.
He is a citizen of the world.
Exactly.
Citizen of the world. Citizen of the world.
I kind
of respect 400
it.
Passports.
I think that if I weren't so...
He is a cocaine pusher.
He's got 400 passports. He's never going to jail.
Yes.
I feel like I would like this song so much... if I didn't have this, like, predilection to be like, well, I know that I don't like this song already, I would sort of appreciate the, like, done and the bestest, like, the way he's playing with the words.
Yeah.
But I do
it
feel...
It almost feels a little hip-hop.
The way he has a couple hip-hop songs.
I know that was a big reach, but like all I mean is that the way he's filling in word sounds to kind of accent the beat. That's all I mean.
Yes, I feel that. It has the reggae feel.
Mm-hmm.
The original.
I really hate the optics of what I just said.
I love it.
I love it. And it's also coming off the heels of us just letting him compare this to Eminem, which I was just like, yeah, I gotta let it go.
This episode is problematic.
It is.
It
no,
feels
it's fine.
Problematic.
It's fine. I'm you guys going to a little Dickie concert after this?
Yes. Yes.
I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some.
So either I'm going to get the girl... I mean, he's dating a girl. I can say that. Win the girl or learn the hard way that I fucked this up.
Yeah.
I think it is, you know, go for it and succeed or go for it
yeah,
and
maybe
learn
more
from
general.
Your failures.
Yeah.
You know, and then like next time I won't be as nervous maybe.
I do like that attitude.
I have to agree with the message. It's a good message. It's like, go for it. Fuck
and also,
it. Life is short.
Gender is not mentioned and he is bi, so.
No, he was this song though, he was dating a girl and I know because at one point he mentioned something specific to her.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I was just about to say, also this song isn't, in my I don't think from everything I've just known about it, is about him already in a relationship. If
he
I
is.
Think.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think he's talking to a specific person.
He is.
Okay.
But
so, yeah,
it also,
I like
he said it's not a love song. He's like, this is literally just about like embracing. He has a verified genius. You could look at the annotations for this song.
I was going to say, it's funny you asked me to pull up the genius page because I'm like, we don't need it. Jack Keys is here.
Yeah, he's like,
yeah,
it's just
I'll tell you what I wrote.
Loving yourself. And I have to agree with that message. I just wish it wasn't so sickly sweet. That's my problem with the song. It's so sweet.
That is what I get from most people.
Yeah.
When they balk at Jason Mraz. But then I was like, all right, you don't want sweet. I got a couple songs I can give you.
Let me show you the other side of
Let
Mraz.
Me show you a song called Butterfly, which is just about going down on a girl.
What?
Like for an entire fucking song.
He's probably such an advocate. It probably comes up in every conversation you have with him.
Yes.
It just feels like that.
So hey. After I get home from the Cafe Gratitude, I'm going to bless you, sweetheart.
He probably calls it part of his diet.
Oh my God.
He's probably like, let's see. I wake up and I have a smoothie. I fast till noon. I have a spirulina bee pollen smoothie. A bee pollen has to be local. Then... a coconut water and a little cunnilingus, and I'm sent till dinner.
Keto, baby.
Pussy's keto.
It's keto.
Top of the food pyramid is you, baby.
No carbs.
Turn that pyramid upside down. It's what I'm eating.
It's what I'm eating tonight.
Okay, then the chorus.
I hate that we've gotten to Jason Mraz pussy eating.
But I won't hesitate no more, no more.
Ooh, okay.
It cannot
wait. Oh, I'm jamming. Oh, no.
You see?
Good mood, yes.
It works.
And listen, like the song hasn't even dropped yet.
This is so derivative, though.
It is. Togo Rivera is actually a Samoan dude, too.
Woo! He got the drums in at the last beat. I forgot about the drums. I'm sorry. I haven't listened to the second verse of the song since it came out.
Yes.
So wait, he got the actual Samoan guy to sing background vocals on that part?
That's right. Dwayne Johnson.
He got The Rock. He got, what was his name in Moana?
Maui?
Maui, yeah. Yes, he did, but he's known him since before his first album. They used to play the coffee shops together.
I will say, like, even though he seems to accidentally appropriate a bit more than probably necessary, it does seem like his heart is actually in the right place.
Yeah, I don't think he's doing it to be like, I agree with that because he does. But, like, I've heard him do country songs. I've heard him do, like, different genres.
No, he'll appropriate from anybody.
He'll do
it's
it from
like
anybody.
Racial.
Pussy-eating, industrial
pussy
rock.
Pussy-eating, I mean.
Why don't Butterfly and I'm Yours switch names? It feels like those are the feeling of this song is Butterfly.
They're on the same album.
Oh. Well, I don't want to say it, but I guess I have to listen to this album?
I mean, I would oh man. I want to change Culture Kings to just let me convince you.
Mrazcast.
Come on, bring Mrazcast. Me four songs, I'll just play Jason Mraz for you.
Would you consider yourself an M-R-A-Z?
M-R-A-Z? Demi. I would consider myself a Mr. A to Z.
Would you consider yourself a great
pivot. Honestly, that was amazing.
So you wouldn't consider yourself a Mraz rights activist?
No.
He just spelled Mraz.
Oh, I'm aware. I did too.
That was amazing. He did.
Yeah. It's also the name of his second album.
I just got that's why he named this album.
Wait, what? That's why I was saying that's a crazy name.
I love it.
I just got it because in my head, he's like, I'm a jack of all trades. I'm a Mr. A to Z.
Yeah.
It didn't even occur to me that's how you spell his last name.
I remember seeing that as a kid and being like, oh, Mr. A to Z, who's this guy? It's Jason Mraz. Nah, fuck this.
I love that every instance from Jason Mraz is... fuck this.
Okay, that's another thing about this verse. I have not watched the video since I saw it maybe for the first time ages ago.
Yeah.
I still to this day very distinctly remember on the line, I won't, when he does the heh, he shakes his head like a heh. Like this like Elvis
smug.
Presley.
It's smugness.
It's a little smug, but it's also like a little like he's trying to like funk to his own song. And I don't remember anything about the video aside from that head motion.
That's wild.
Don't know
powerful
why.
Head motion.
Yeah.
That's big head
which is
energy.
Also what he brings to the bedroom, ladies.
Stop. Stop.
You set it up and I spiked it.
Butterfly.
That's why we do this, baby. Okay, I am sorry, but you cock-teased me with those drums and I need to hear more of them. Okay. I've been waiting a whole verse and chorus for him. That's honestly some restraint. He's edging.
Yeah, well, he's also, I mean, he's
he
talking
about edging. He probably does edge. He's probably so into edging.
This chorus is about edging. I won't hesitate no more.
No, that's the opposite of edging.
It cannot wait. She's into edging, and he's like, I want to keep this going.
Mm-hmm,
in fact, I would say that she.
I'm on the edge.
Wait, he's saying
Gaga.
I won't hesitate. You want edging is all about hesitation, so it's the opposite.
No, I'm saying she's the one who's hesitating. He's like, come on.
Come on.
So he's like, come on, can we come already?
My neck hurt, girl. Come on.
Fedora's weighing me down. She's like, take it off. He's like, don't. I told you don't ever ask me to take it off. Okay, the drum drop.
We'll open up
oh, my
mind.
Gosh.
See like me. Open up your plans.
Ooh, curse.
Damn, you're free. Curse. You'll find love.
I can't another well. There's another well.
Do you think does well, every part
I think
start
every
with well?
I think every verse starts with a well.
Oh wait, no, the next one is I've been spending, but it feels like he
yes,
wanted to be
right.
Like, well, I've been spending too.
That would be too country.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, where he does start to a little bit rub me the wrong way here, outside of the ways he already has, is that he says, open up your mind and see like me.
Ooh.
That's so cult leader. That's so okay. Cult leader.
Yeah. Okay, I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
I agree with eye. The message he's saying. Open up your plans and damn, you're free.
Does that
damn.
Just mean
he's
like...
He's right.
I mean, in the most literal sense, yes.
Charismatic.
Look into your heart and you'll find love.
I mean, that's...
It's just like, I read one Ram Dass book, and now let me tell you something.
Yeah.
That's how it feels.
It is how Kimmy Schmidt started.
Yes. That's how it feels.
Reverend Wayne Gary Wayne wrote this song.
He calls himself spiritual, but mostly it's Buddhism.
Yeah.
Mm. That's the vibe I'm getting.
And it's really weird, because, what is it, 2008, this track, this CD? And I feel like he's gone more... Yeah. That way,
because he owns an avocado farm, so yeah, I'm gonna agree with you.
He's gone way more like that route now. Where even if he talks, like, even in his, so in this song, there's a part where it's like, it's our God forsaken right?
Oh, yeah,
but he will not say that
in concerts,
he changes it to God intended right. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's like where he is now.
Oh, wait,
where
what's the,
because God forsaken is the absence of God.
Yes.
Oh, and he doesn't want to.
Yeah.
Okay.
He has a note in it, and he's genius.
He sure does.
I need to get on Genius.
Yeah.
I need to see how much of this that I am right about.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He was originally using it as an adjective, boldly describing a need to be loved. He was barring a turn of phrase. Okay. Never mind. He writes it as I was turning a phrase, and I was like, you mean turn of phrase? Doesn't matter. Borrowed from his southern vernacular.
Uh-huh.
So
he's
it does feel
Virginia.
Like a lot of this, I guess, is truly cowboy inspired.
I may be so.
That's why he starts everything with well.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's play that chunk now.
Yeah.
Listen to the music of the moment, people dance and sing.
Okay.
We're just one big family.
Okay.
And it's our God forsaken right to be loved. Love, love, love.
I'm sorry, that's a man pitching you on a poly relationship.
Yeah. I mean, or a cult.
Or a cult.
Which, listen, we always rag on cults, guys. Let me tell you.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Not all cults.
Not all cults are created equal.
Hey, man, okay. What's a cult but a book club? But the book is the Lord.
Mm-hmm. The Lord
of Lord
morass.
Is me.
Yes.
I mean, you know, listen, I'm here for it.
I'm really trying to catch myself here and go, okay, this type of person rubs me the wrong way aggressively.
Well, he's trying to rub you the right way with his mouth.
With his mouth. Is that on me, or is there like an objective reasoning? Is it justified? Or is it like a societal, like this is just an easy archetype of a person to dog on?
I wonder.
I honestly don't know, but then this verse, a little bit, I'm like, no, actually, fuck this. You're telling me to be like you?
Yeah.
Who the fuck are you, sir?
It feels like a little like chicken or the egg scenario where it's like, was Mraz coming up at the same time that we were kind of like, this archetype is so everywhere that like we sort of extracted that archetype and decided as a people that like, oh, this is such a corny thing? Or
right.
Was it like we were making fun of that and then also Mraz? Like, I'm saying, which one came first, or was it simultaneous?
For me, all right, so to get real for a second, like, I think of it in from my brain is, like, a kid growing up on the south side of Chicago. We didn't have this shit. Yeah. We weren't listening to this. I would have got slapped.
Sure.
Down the block if I start. So, like, so when I got to high school, it was the first time, sophomore year of high school, it was the first time I had ever went to school with white people.
Yeah.
And just like a diverse school. So like all this new fucking music started like rushing totally. In, right? And my mom liked The Remedy because my mom like is really eclectic, like Sade and Anita Baker. She listens to all type of music, but she loved that.
Yeah.
So when I heard that and other friends were listening to it, I was like, oh, I can fuck with this guy.
Yeah.
And like it just made me.
It was a gateway drug.
Yeah, it was like a gateway drug to. Now I'm listening to, like, you know, The Temper Trap and, you know.
It was a bridge into white land.
It was a bridge into white land for
got
me.
It.
Right. So for me, like.
Which is my favorite Paul Simon song.
You started at 100 if Jason Mraz was your bridge to white music.
I started at 100, that's like, guys.
never mind, yeah.
So for me, it was like, it wasn't corny to me. It was just like, oh, man, there is different music out here.
Totally.
And, like, because he pulls so many styles. There is shit that I recognize in his music, too.
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
So that's why I start fucking with him. And also, he's just great.
That's so sweet. Thank you for sharing that.
I do like that.
That honestly kind of makes me like it more.
Oh, no, it doesn't do anything for me, but I'm glad y'all
do shit for me.
No. I will say, though, like, I had not before today really listened to a lot of the music and, like, the harmonies of this. And in gathering the stems, I was like, okay, so a lot of this is actually pretty well done. The music itself feels like they were just kind of like, we have this incredible vocal track and we need to put something behind it, which is why the music itself is like, whatever. Aside from these keys that I really like when they come in.
Like a suitcase.
Yeah. Feels like
It is like a children's song. Feels like a children's song.
Yeah,
it's like, welcome to Annie's house. Today we're going to be reading Goodnight Moon.
Yep. Or it feels like, I don't remember what it's called, but there's that Peter Serafinowicz show that's like a parody of informational television where it's like you just see people's hands doing things. But it feels like that kind of a music where like you're in eighth grade science class and they put on a video for everyone to watch and this is playing behind it.
I don't know anything about either of those things.
Science?
No, I don't know anything about science.
Welcome to the club, brother.
Yes, I gotta be the expert.
You gotta be the expert.
Is gas a liquid?
Water, it comes in a square.
Is gas a liquid? It is, right?
Yeah. Oh,
that's my question.
Oh, no.
Gas is a liquid, right?
No.
It's air?
It's air. I think it can be.
What are you...
It's air, because you wouldn't be like, make sure your gas is off. That's
okay, you're
air.
Thinking of gasoline. We're
I think gas
about...
can be a liquid.
Are you both talking about gasoline?
Yeah. I don't know.
That's gas.
Gasoline.
What else you
gasoline
call
gasoline is a gas.
Gasoline is a liquid. Gas is a state of matter.
Yeah, and gas.
Two different things. Gas.
It'd be feeling like air.
Gas is a musician. I don't know what's going on now. Oh, I wanted to play the other harmony.
The Mraz has gone to our head. Now we're talking about gas.
Okay, now you got to tell me, is Mraz a liquid?
Yes, he said is, it right yes. at the beginning of the song.
That's he true. Made sure you knew he was a liquid.
Yeah, Mrazoline.
And he slipped through the cracks.
The vocal harmony here is great.
Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my best. This and nothing's going to stop me but divine intervention.
It really nails the like
the vibe
of the Israel Kama Kivavola thing, which is insane.
Slash like a little barbershop quartet. You
quartet?
Said the hard name and then I panicked.
Yes. I was about to say, I'm so impressed you guys could say his name.
I even looked it up on YouTube to make sure I didn't fuck it up.
That's the only reason I know it is because you sent it to me as like, grab this clip. I was like, okay, if we're going to say it, I'm going to say it right. Yeah.
All right, because I mean.
In this house, we practice respect.
Hell yeah.
Only for, on occasion, for the wrong things. When it's like, what facts do we need to know? We're like, I don't know, what is this?
But if we say this guy's name wrong, we are in the doghouse.
Yeah.
I will also give them credit. Like, they had the budget to go to town with the production of this, and they really showed a lot of restraint.
What's a ditty? You don't go crazy with a ditty.
No, but so many people would have. Yeah, and it would have just been a totally different song.
I think he thinks they went too far with this album.
Right? But it is deceptive. Like, if you really start trying to analyze all the layers, like, there's a lot going on. It just sounds super simple.
Yeah.
I give them credit for that.
It sounds so much like without the vocals, it sounds so much like background music to me. And I don't mean that in an insulting way. I truly mean it's like...
But it's an earworm of background music.
Yes.
Yeah.
I really can't talk today. I just sounded like fucking Nick Kroll.
This is me every...
Oh, hello. It's background music.
Background. I feel like that's me every day, and I'm just kind of like... Look, you're listening or you're not, get over it. But I'm just like, you know what I'm saying. I feel like it's background music, but in the way that it's like on a TV show, like when you go to a new scene and it's like someone walks into the room, like this starts playing and they don't address it. And it's just like,
it's just nice. In the background.
Yeah.
It fills the room.
Yeah.
A TV show with this as their theme music would be popular if only because this was their theme music.
Yes.
It's too catchy.
It feels like it would be like a How I Met Your Mother type show.
Do we know that song? Is that a song everyone knows?
I have not watched a full episode.
Oh, you blessed child. I've seen all 9 seasons.
Really?
I don't know why.
It's okay.
So the next chorus.
Oh, wait. I played the wrong vocal part before, but it's this also.
Oh.
That's before the...
First, I thought that like drum click was like someone in the room put down a cup.
Oh, it might be.
Wait, do that again.
Hold up.
Okay, so now
sound.
He gives us a chorus that's way longer than the first chorus.
Yes, he
yes,
do.
Yes. So
that cymbal crash. No more,
no more. It cannot wait. I'm sure there's no need to complicate. Our time is short. This is our fate. I'm yours.
This song is culty as fuck.
Right?
And I don't hate it still. I appreciate
you standing your ground.
I still like it.
So good to you that it's made you pro cult.
It's made me pro cult, guys.
And if you have a second, can I talk to you about some new teachings I'm working on?
Have you guys seen the movie Wanderlust?
Yes.
Yeah.
Paul Rudd?
Yeah. This is what that song feels like to me.
Paul Rudd's in that, right?
Yes.
Paul Rudd.
Jennifer Aniston. Yeah.
David Wayne movie.
That was like a good movie.
It was a funny movie.
Right?
Yeah.
There's probably some horrible thing I'm forgetting about it, but I remember it being a good movie.
Alan Alda was in it.
Huh? Alan Alda was in it.
He was. Yeah.
Ken Marino.
We slept on it.
We can name other people.
Yeah.
Why do you bring up Wanderlust?
Because this is, I feel like that's what this feels like.
But that's not a cult. That's just like, that's like an Elysian, like a commune. Yeah, it's a commune. It's a commune.
I actually agree with communal living. I am 100% on board with communal living.
Yeah.
That's what Jason Mraz is.
Yeah, but when you start saying, hey guys, I have some good ideas, I'm like, well, when he says we're all big, one happy family, I'm like, eh.
I feel like Jason Mraz is the midway point between communal living and like Wild Wild Country.
Yes. There is a stepping stone.
Yeah.
And it is Jason Mraz. It wears a fedora.
Yeah.
So then, okay, there's no need to complicate, our time is short, this is our fate, I'm yours. Okay. I mean, he's just saying the same message, like, life's short, let's go for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that may be, love or decisions.
Or
self-love. Yeah.
Self-love.
I also just love him ending on complicate. Like, there's no need to complicate things. There's no need to complicate. It feels unfinished, but I guess it's technically fine.
It's called art. Read about it.
I went to Columbia.
It's an art school. And that's what they taught us.
Did you go to Columbia?
College.
Oh.
In Chicago.
Wow. That's good, though.
I do say Columbia just for the quick second of people thinking, oh, this motherfucker's smart.
Listen, you went to college at all? I'm impressed.
I mean, I regret it.
Did you hear what I said earlier? Community college musical theater classes?
I was going to be like, oh, shit, how long were you down there? For vacation or?
I was just in the country? I've also been to Columbia.
Damn.
As well.
World traveler, Jason Mraz fan.
Yeah.
He's done it all.
And now we get to...
And it's because of Jason Mraz.
Okay.
You were like, I gotta get out there. Sorry, there are so many, I mean, I don't know how much we care about hearing the harmonies, but I feel like so many of them are so interesting that I'm like, I want to kind of hear them.
They're mixed pretty high.
They are.
So I feel like we can hear them in the song.
That's fair.
I feel like we gotta get to this fucking, but do you do, do do do.
Oh, yeah.
Love the scats.
But do do. Do do. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do want to come on? I scooch on over
closer, dear. And I want it for your ear. We know what he mean by ear.
Oh, yeah.
No,
you
honestly
wanted to say, and I will nib you there.
I will give you a tidbit, and that is that he just so vibes me as a guy that actually likes to nibble on ears. He has nibbling. It's like a type...
Oh, people who like to kiss ears and shit?
Yeah, not even kiss. It's like a gentle, like, monkey bite, you know? Ugh. Like, lips over teeth.
I don't get it.
People are into it.
People are into it from both sides, so more power to them.
And this is why I know this is about a specific girlfriend of his, because I guess that was something they'd scooch and nibble, or, like, language they use together.
Oh,
it's
really?
In his genius, yeah.
That's funny.
Scooch and nibble.
I just can't handle the word choices in this song. I'm sorry, but...
Scooch, nibble...
Wrecking,
three wells,
duns.
It's also, this scatting part sounds like he's saying douche, 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 douche.
See, I heard doju, which I'm like, oh, he's saying dojo wrong.
dojo, which is,
I assume, a place he spends a lot of time.
I mean,
he feels like an adult man that practices karate.
Yeah, he calls it the palace.
I feel like he's probably very good friends with his sensei.
Yeah.
His sensei,
he brings his sensei a bucket of avocados every time he goes.
And he actually calls it karate. He will correct you if you say karate.
He will.
Would you guys be offended if people bought you avocados every day?
Oh, are
you
kidding?
Would it get weird at some point?
Offended?
What do you mean?
Save me some money. Have you seen me?
Yeah.
I eat avocado toast every day.
I think he would be the type of person who would bring you fruit.
Yeah.
I
love that person.
Like, who would just knock on your door, hey, I just got some extra stuff here, you know. Here's...
Oh, I need more friends
I would love that neighbor. I don't like avocados, but I would love that name.
I don't like avocados either.
Bring me some apples.
Wow.
Give me some grapes.
You must save so much money not eating avocados.
No, because I spend it on other things that I need even
less. What's your expensive vegetable?
Oh, vegetable? Never mind. Are we talking vegetables?
We all have one. Is it mushrooms? That's a fungi, whatever.
You count gummy bears as a vegetable?
Oh, Demi.
Y'all count deep dish pizza as a vegetable?
Yes. You're from Chicago.
Depends what the toppings are.
And I will nibble your ears.
I love that shit, Trigger.
It, like, physically, I have a response.
She had a huge physical response.
It just makes me feel like this is a guy that's playing guitar at the kickback in high school when no one asked him to, and it's not his guitar, and it's actually my dad's, and it's kind of expensive.
This is...
Scooch on over closer, dear, I will nibble your ear.
I either need to leave this party...
Scooch the bump, but don't the boat.
Or he needs to.
I can
just feel the smugness washing over me like a fever, literally like a sickness. It feels like I'm getting sick.
I hope this isn't what you did for the punch up, but I think love to hear a scat only version of this song.
I considered it deeply, and I was like, I literally can't get through making that.
I think it'd be so fun, especially if you just wrote things that sound like scat, like Scooby Doo, a ski ball, a scabbity skateboard.
Scabbity skateboard.
Scoobity damn, a scoopa toopa the scuba.
Yeah.
I'm on the scuba.
You know what? While we're talking about scuba, maybe we should take a quick ad.
Oh, I hope it's for scuba gear. And we're back.
Thank you, Marissa, for holding up a sign that says ad break.
And you can, again, that code is a scuba doopa da da boat.
You can spell it. It's free.
You can spell it. It's free.
I'm trying to not be so harsh on this song, but he makes it hard with that part and the last part.
That part? Spell that.
I feel like this is how he talks dirty.
You think he talks dirty?
I think he talks dirty, but this is all he says.
I mean, listen to Butterfly. He definitely talks dirty, but it's in the dorkiest way.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Can I say the worst sentence I'll ever say?
Oh my God, can you?
I'm ready.
Do you think he's scatting on the pussy?
I mean, if he not, he doing it wrong.
I didn't like that I said that, and then I also didn't like just the way the room felt after I said that.
I tried to lighten it, but it didn't work.
There's like a toxic energy in here.
Yeah, it didn't work. Let's go back to Jason Mraz.
Verse 3. If we must.
I guess we have to. Yeah, you forgot. Oh, wait, here's this part.
Oh, my God.
It's like, why even go back to words?
I think this is like the first time I've been truly rendered speechless on this podcast.
Guys, thank you. My name is Jackie's Neil.
Jackie's.
I'm so proud.
Okay, you think it's over. Nope. It's just that self-satisfied. He's like, yeah, I'm white, and I did that.
I mean, white people need something. Come on,
this is the something.
This is the something.
He listened to Ella Fitzgerald once, and he was like, "I got this."
I am going to post a series of videos that I've been taking, just as I have clicked those and secretly filmed Miel, because I cannot tell you how like knee jerk her reaction is to just immediately be like, "Oh no."
People think I'm just like on some hipster shit, trying to be like, "You guys, Jason Mraz is stupid," but it's just physical for me. I just can't get into it.
Her couch, her seat has moved. Inches.
Like, Jason Mraz is her. Yeah. Jason Mraz is her version of the word moist.
Oh,
yes,
honestly,
I was gonna say that. You just nailed it exactly.
That's exactly what it is for me. Thank
you. I'm moist.
Moist doesn't do me as hard as Jason Mraz. I heard it when I said it. You don't need to call it out.
Jason Mraz is gonna do you as hard as moist.
You set yourself up for that.
I don't. Please just play the next verse.
I've been spending way too long checking my tongue in the mirror.
Why?
And bending over backwards.
That's the only part of this song I've never gotten.
And it's not annotated.
Yeah. I don't think even he gets it. And I
laughed. Oh my God. That run did not work for me, and nothing that he said worked for me either.
Yeah, I've never gotten the tongue in the mirror part.
Even you don't like it.
That's the only part I'm like, well, we could have did without that.
Do you feel like it's like he's been eating something like a candy that makes your tongue?
No, he heard that Michael Douglas said you can get tongue cancer from eating too much pussy.
He's like, I'm just going to make sure there's no HPV.
Checking for polyps.
For whatever reason, every time I hear that, this is the wildest like thought that pops in my head because it makes no sense. Every time I think of that, like tongue in a mirror. I just think of that one scene from The Truman Show where he's in front of the mirror.
He draws the face.
He draws the face.
I honestly think he watched Truman Show and wrote this song.
I was thinking that same thing.
Really?
But I think it's just because that's what I think. I feel like anytime anyone mentions drawing in the mirror, I picture that scene.
That's the only,
But he specifically draws like a funny face, right?
He draws an astronaut helmet over his own head.
Oh, so he just saw the fucking No Surprises music video.
Yeah, that's who it was. I guess it's supposed to be, oh no, his breath fogged up the glass. Never mind.
Which, Jesus, how fucking much of a mouth breather can you be to fog up the glass?
That's
your
a big
breath.
Mouth breather.
Okay, two things about this bending over backwards line. One, sexual implications. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Two, why is he bending over backwards? To try to see it clearer.
If I may, when I was about 2-3 years old, I first learned how to wipe my own ass. And I was very anxious about missing a spot.
Mm-hmm.
Often, probably until I was 4, if I couldn't find someone to ask if there was doo-doo in my butt, I just bent over backwards in the mirror.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what he's doing.
I mean,
neither of you seem upset about this, and I do appreciate
it. Well, I'm not. I got weird shit stories, too. I do. I used to, for whatever reason, after I finished it, pick it up from the toilet.
What?
And count it to see how many it was, and then drop it back and flush.
Oh, my
God. When you say how many it was?
Because I used to poop in, like, pebbles.
Turds or weight?
Uh-huh. I used to poop in, like, pebbles.
Oh, my God. Like a rabbit.
You were conducting science experiments to try and be like, what's the proper amount
I should
be shitting?
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck I was
doing. Yeah, you said you didn't like science, but clearly you're a born scientist.
I'm a born scientist. That's why I don't like it. People don't like things that they're great at.
You can't teach science. You're born with it.
Your parents are like, just do science. You're like, no, I want to do comedy.
Yes, I want to act.
So maybe he's got some shit stuff. Maybe that's what this is about.
It's possible. Although, I feel like he's not talking about his butt. It sounds like he's saying he's bending over backwards to try and see his tongue clearer.
No, it's clearly supposed to be that he's bending over backwards to, like, try to understand things, and he's like, you gotta just, go with the flow, man. That's what life's about.
Maybe bending over backwards to try to understand the words that his partner is saying to him.
Do you think that means, like, his tongue is like a, I don't know if it's metonymy or synecdoche, but, like, it represents the woman?
No, I think he's like, everything I'm saying.
What?
He's like, I spend way too long reflecting on all the shit I'm talking
that
about.
That makes way more sense.
And worrying about it and being overwhelmed with self-doubt and trying to analyze it until I have answers. And finally, it's just like, fuck it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be me.
So he drew a new face and he left.
Yeah.
And he laughed because he was like, ha ha, that's an ugly face.
That's how I feel when I look in the mirror.
Oh.
Oh, so, you know, just need to bring it down for a second. And then he says,
I wasn't
filming that
one.
I swear to God, if this makes it to the soundboard of clips, I will not find it funny.
For what it's worth, soundboard's slowly been phasing out anyway, so maybe
we've moved out of that phase of this podcast.
It's possible that we're just a soundboardless podcast now. You know, everyone's got to evolve, and yeah.
You're pushing way too many buttons for me to believe
it's because
that you don't
the
have a
genius
bit.
Thing is, it won't let me. I don't know how this iPad works.
There it is. I guess what I'll be saying is there ain't no better
reason to rid yourself of vanities and just go with the seasons. It's I guess he just explained
yes,
what
he
was.
Yeah, so he did us the favor. We should have just played the whole thing.
Yeah, he just straight up explained it.
Yeah. Well, this guy, I'm like, what does he mean? He's like, all right, let me just recap for you real quick.
I also love that, like, I completely just didn't look at that and was like, yeah, you guys, of course that's what he's saying with no knowledge.
Hey, listen,
that's exactly what he says.
Yeah. I believed you. I was like, that sounds great.
It just so seems like I was trying to be like, guys, have you ever considered? Anyways, thanks. Snaps for me. Yeah, okay, thank you. So get you ready for some vanities and just go with the seasons.
And your name is your virtue. Ah, love that.
A little on the nose for me, but
love
I get it.
Okay, oh, wait. Explain how you are interpreting that.
That, like, all you are is you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I interpret it as my mama would tell me, all you got is your name.
Mm.
And then she would spank me because I did something bad at school.
All you got is your name. All I got is this ass whooping.
And all I got is it. But no, for me, I was like, oh, I like that. Your name is your virtue. Because I used to hate my name.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's because so fun nobody to say.
Nobody could say it.
That's on them.
Anybody under the age of 12 couldn't say my name.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, just call me Jay. And then at some point, I was like, no, fuck it. My name is Jacquees.
Yeah.
And good. So I was like, yeah, dude, I like it. I like my name. I love my name.
I'm going to start doing that. I'm going to go by Oluwademolade.
I
no
love
nickname.
Saying your name. I love saying both.
I think
names.
That's dope.
It's fun. Jace Mraz has annotated this line on Genius, Our Name is Our Virtue. And what he says is, being yourself is to everyone's benefit.
being yourself is to everyone.
Which is like one word more than the line itself. It feels unnecessary.
Just be yourself. I also feel like there definitely have to be some exceptions to that. But, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Some people are bad.
Some people are bad and should try to be good.
Just try to be better. Yeah. Yeah, don't listen to that part of Jason.
Cut out this line and it's punched up.
Okay, and then we get to the mini chorus again.
Oh, yeah. But
I won't. Well, the band drops out. Exultate no more, no more. It's a different harmony, isn't it?
I think
yeah.
So.
I'm your there's the old one. Open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans and damn, you're free. I look into your heart and you'll find that the sky is yours. So please don't, please don't, please don't. There's no need to complicate, cause our time is short. This or this or this is our fate. I'm yours. I have to say, when the whole people start singing behind him, I'm like, okay, I want to sing.
The thing is, like, lyrically and tonally, I feel like there's one way you can feel about this song, but it, like, the composition of just the vocals yeah. is so effective. And
it's so effective.
I like that's why the vocal.
It's so, I mean, so whenever this part comes on at the concerts, this is when people go wild.
Yeah. Right.
Because you could tell it's ramping
down. The crowd sings that.
Yes.
Well,
everybody's loving it. And I used to drive the Rasta bus here in LA.
Rasta bus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can you explain to me what that is?
It's a tour company that does also charters. So we do party. I don't work there anymore. We do party buses. This is the cult. This is the pitch. So we do party buses. You can smoke and drink on them. And then we do tours.
So you were the driver?
I was a driver and
a tour
guide.
That's my nightmare job.
And a tour guide, too.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so I would have my own playlist. And whenever this song would come on, oh, people fucking love it.
Lost it.
And then, like,
drunk
when that
people
part,
probably love this song.
They love it. They love it. Because it's just like, it's one of those songs that you haven't heard in a while, and but you still remember vividly parts of it.
Oh, I remember, like, literally every little vocal thing he does.
Yeah.
Because our time is short.
This is our fate.
It's literally.
And then he says,
forgot about the.
I love it.
That makes me want to quite literally stab through my eardrums, both of them with one instrument.
I mean, that would kill you. Don't
you don't
do
like
that.
Him shouting out his favorite food?
Za pizza? He probably does call pizza za. And he probably puts avocado on it. Listen, I had it once and it was good. But
was it good?
Then again, I am a blonde white lady with blue eyes, so I don't know. Okay, stop.
That sounds like a rim shot sound. It's like someone just made a joke and you're like, ah, za.
Gotcha.
Smoking.
Somebody stop me.
He's the world's biggest fan of The Mask.
Oh my god. I mean, that movie's good though.
That movie is pretty good.
Not bad.
I find my experience with this song being like from the first second I hear it going, turn this shit the fuck off.
Mm-hmm.
And then about a minute in going, oh my god, why is this still playing? And then about 2 minutes in going like, all right, well, if you're going to play it, turn it up.
It's the cult experience. You're going like, what? I'm not dumb enough to fall for a cult. And by the end, you're just like, all right, so we get our haircuts and then what?
Yeah. Yeah. And then by the end of the song, you kill everybody who disagrees with you.
That's right.
No, by the end of the song, like, I can swallow the pill. The scat, yeah. Okay, fine. Yeah. Get your scats out. Let's just end this thing.
Get your scats out. Here, I also, I got to play this part vocal only because I think this is my favorite part of the song. It's, I think the part that sounds the best with no other music.
It cannot wait. I'm yours. Well, open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans.
This, I can get why the concert would be so fun at this point.
Yeah.
The sky is yours. So please don't, please don't, please don't. There's no need to complicate. Cause our time is short. This is our fate. I'm yours.
That choir is beautiful. I love when it comes. And the part, you know what I love about? He has a couple songs like Live High is another song where he does this, where throughout the entire song is just him. And then all of a sudden at the end, a fucking full choir just comes in behind him.
I am a fan
of a choir.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds so goddamn good.
You can add a choir to even the shitty song, and I'd be like, oh, turn it up.
Yeah, I wish
that's what I had done for this, but whatever.
You wish you'd rented a choir?
I wish I had the budget for a choir.
You wish you had the Tabernacle Choir?
Yes, I sure do.
Guys, join the Patreon. We need some choirs.
We're trying to get some choir money. Okay.
You need Kirk Franklin and a family.
Play this scat out. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. We keep saying scat, and I'm like, we aren't even addressing the double entendre, but we don't have to.
What, poop?
Yeah. Well, now it's been addressed.
Mm. I'm yours.
Oh, it's done.
One more time, Toga.
It fades out?
Yeah,
I forgot it fades out.
Yeah.
I love a good fade out.
It's because in the recording, he scouted for 35 minutes.
Absolutely.
He was like, keep rolling. I got more.
They're like, yo, we need this like 3:30. And you're like, no, I can go to 5. Skip a dot the bumper doop a dup a scuba
dopolis. 5 whole minutes where he just got stuck in saying buka de beppo over and over again.
Buka de beppo de boop. But all chicken de parmesan. A dop a dup a tagliata la pasta pop.
This is very fish called
and a soda.
And a soda.
I mean,
Parmesan the cheese.
I actually kind of appreciate that he scats at the end because, like, that one part slaps so hard, and then he reminds me that I hate this song, and I'm relieved it's over.
Yeah. I feel like this is
it
the.
It brings it back to earth for you.
I'm like, oh, that's okay. Fade this out.
I feel like this is the verse where the song finally reaches its true potential as something sung by the Whistling Rooster in Robin Hood. That's what it feels like here. It was just like, and then you hear the boop boo. Like, that's what this entire song feels like to me.
I didn't even know there was music in Robin Hood. Where's Robin Hood?
It's also the hamster dance song.
Yeah.
That is that a Disney movie?
Yeah.
Okay. I just know it
from
Disney.
With the Hot Fox. Come on. We all know.
I thought that was Pinocchio. You,
Hot Fox or the Whistling Rooster?
Both.
Hot Fox and the Whistling Rooster is my favorite band, by the way.
Oh, yeah. No, I loved the Pinocchio.
But yeah, it's. That's what this entire song feels
and
like to me.
And that's the song.
Yeah.
Guys, I just want everybody, if you feel a big smile across your face right now, it's because you just listened.
You got marazzed.
You got we're not trying to marazz yet, but.
You got marazzed, y'all.
Yeah.
So, okay, originally we were like, what can we possibly do for this? And I was like, well, the only thing you can do is busk.
We had such big plans for this. We had put this on the Patreon too. For multiple weeks because we were like, we want you to pick this.
We're going to stack it so you pick this so mm-hmm. we already have a guest.
And people did not pick it, but we were like, great, if they do pick it, we have an idea. And our idea was to make, like, we got so crazy. We were like, we want to do a video even.
We're going
to
rent a spot on the 3rd Street Promenade.
Go out, sing our version of this, which
only
is...
Only this.
Yes.
For 6 hours.
That would have been so great.
Our idea was just like to turn it into a song where it's like, it sounds like a song that someone plays on a boardwalk to get money. Yeah. So we turn it into be like, please, would you... give us $5 or more. Just something like that.
And the trick is that all the vendors that can hear us and are also there all day, we're never going to acknowledge we're playing the same song over.
Not at all.
We're going to go, all right, thanks everybody. So now for this song. And it's just the same song.
I think, you know, this one, we tune the guitar as if it's like we're changing something different. That's right. It's Jason Mraz's I'm Yours.
I'm Yours.
I'm Yours.
And then at the end of it, we say, you got Mraz. And
you
we updated to YouTube. We updated on YouTube. And we name it
so
Greatest
sad.
Mraz Comedy.
A classic social experiment of Mrazing strangers.
I'm so sad this isn't going to happen.
It didn't happen.
Because that sounds amazing.
If it's any consolation, you will hate what I did.
I think I may love it.
I'm excited
because... This is a song that should be parodied.
Okay.
Because I feel like not many people have tried. Do you know of any?
Okay, listen. I'm just going to stop you right here. Don't get your hopes up. I was going to do a parody.
Okay.
And then every parody I thought of has been done. This song has been parodied to death.
Maybe I've just aggressively...
Well, it's been 11 years.
Okay.
Do you remember the classic I'm Poor?
No.
I've not heard that.
No.
There's a lot.
I feel like there's a chance that you heard a parody and you just heard the music and you're like, damn, that's good. I'm going to go listen to Mraz again.
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
You got Mraz.
Let me get my Spotify.
Can I ask you?
Yes.
Because when you were like, I can't think of an idea, I said, I'm hoarse.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
Was that, done?
I did not do that.
All right.
So I had to distill, like, I could have so easily jumped off of, like, the scat or the one funny line. And I was like, just because this song's been parodied so much, I feel like I need to do something different here.
Yeah.
Not different necessarily for me, but different for this podcast.
Sure.
So I was like, what's my issue with the song? My core thesis. This song, I actually kind of like the message outside of the one verse that's like, join me in my big family.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like it.
Mm-hmm.
So what's my issue with it? Why can't I like swallow this pill? It's just so sweet. It's just
sweet.
So sweet. It's just
sweet.
It's too much for me. So I was like, I have to make this not so sweet.
Okay.
Yes. And I took some pretty heavy inspiration from a band that I think embodies depressed music. So I'll tell you after if you can identify okay. it.
Well, one of two things are going to happen. Either I'm going to love it, yeah. or when we come back from it, I'm going to already be gone.
Yeah. You won't stick around. Just talk so well,
do you want to get your plugs out of the way now, then?
Yeah, let me know. You all can right. call me for my plugs.
What?
What?
Is this School of Seven Bells?
Then you dumped me in bed, I felt it. I tried to be chill. You're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks. And now I'm trying to get back. Before the cool run out, I've been giving it my best, and nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some. Or lose out, but I won't hesitate. No,
it's like industrial.
No, yeah, this is dope as fuck.
Yeah,
this is dope as fuck. There's no need to complicate. Our time is short. It cannot.
It's like goth Enya.
I know. Well, open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans and damn, you're free. Look into your heart and you'll find love, 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 love.
What are those little castanets at the end?
The click track!
Oh god,
this is a click track.
Even beautiful. Er.
That shit was dope as fuck!
That was great.
That was great!
That was a true punch up.
Thank you!
That shit was dope!
I got snaps from Marissa!
Oh, that shit was dope as hell!
I've never got snaps in my damn life!
Demi, you gotta be doper!
I can finally die!
Listen. That was listen. Like, I could see that catching on, like, y'all hear this new cover of yours? That shit was dope
so
as fuck.
Did you guys get who I was aggressively trying to sound like?
Like Avril Lavigne or something?
The National.
Oh, I don't know the National.
Okay, anyone that knows the National was screaming that all
okay,
time.
Okay.
The guy has
they're
like
depressed music? Matt Berringer?
Yeah, he has like this really like signature super low gravelly voice, and that was my best impression of it. And I would like to humble brag, I did not pitch shift that. That was actually at like 3 a.m. I just got my voice as fucked up as I could.
Oh, that sounded good.
That. I think that was fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks.
For me, like, I really love the song, but it kind of goes back to what I was saying earlier where, like, I can't listen to the original anymore.
Yeah.
Because, like, I just actually do like the song and the composition of it and everything like that. So to hear, like, a different take on it with still somewhat of the same composition, but way different and done in a different way.
Yeah.
That shit was dope as fuck.
Hey, thanks. I made some minor chords and then also that so annoyed at the end there. When I recorded my vocal tracks, I just had my click too loud in my cans.
I genuinely think it works.
Really?
Yes. I thought it was castanets. So I was like, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, thanks. It was very fun to make.
All right. Let me give you about 5 more Jason Mraz songs. So, you know what I'm saying? Let me give you some more.
Do you know the band School of Seven Bells?
No.
It sounds so much like that.
Oh, really?
Yes. And it's like I mean, they're not around anymore because I think one of the members passed away, but it's just like very ethereal sort of. And I think some of their songs are more poppy, but that's, I was just kind of like, whoa, this is that.
Cool.
It's great.
You know what it kind of gave me? Do you know the band? They sing a song called Rivers and Roads, The Head and the Heart.
Oh, yeah.
Lost in My Mind. Or is that them?
Okay, nope. No, there's Rivers and Roads. Yeah. Rivers. That it kind of had that feel to it, like the lady vocalist in it. What did I say? Something
no,
wrong?
She was
Isn't
doing
that
the.
Song?
Hey, that's the Lumineers.
Yeah, no, that's the Lumineers.
They're all the same.
Oh, that's no. If you that song is wildly, it's not popular.
Okay,
at
sorry,
all.
Sorry, sorry.
I mean, it's popular to me. It was at the end of Chuck.
That's where I've heard it.
Yes,
rivers and roads.
But it slaps. You're saying.
It's a great song, and this had vibes. That what you did had those vibes.
So what you're saying is, much like Jason Mraz, I maybe cross genres in this.
In a way, yeah.
I think you do.
Mission accomplished.
You got a hit on your hands. I love this record.
2019 Song of the Year, y'all.
Yeah. You're finally going to get that Mraz Grammy.
You're going to get
finally,
that Mraz Grammy.
The one he was robbed of. Yeah. Should we move on to Unpunchable Jams?
Let's do it.
You can't punch this.
Jackie's?
Yes.
I'm so curious what you're going to pick.
You're our guest, so tell us which Jason Mraz song. No, I'm kidding.
That is unpunchable to me?
Yes. Well, yes.
Any song.
Any song.
Oh, any song.
Did Demi not tell you this?
No, I did.
You did. You go first. Let me think of one.
You want to go first?
You go first.
Well, obviously, I got to do a song by The National, because I love that band.
Yeah.
And the one thing that I got to say before I tell you about the song is that their drummer is so goddamn
good. Is this
good.
The one that you told me that I got to drum next time I go drumming?
Oh, yeah. No, that's the song I'm about to plug. It's called Conversation 16. Oh my God. The song is like fine. It definitely has some questionable lyrics.
Yeah.
I will give you that. But the drums, oh my God. I also love that it doesn't follow like a normal song structure.
Yeah.
Like you can say The National just like sounds like depressed and I get what you're saying, but like I feel like even if you feel that way about it, you should check this song out. Cause like it just, it has a whole arc to it. It almost feels like it's from a play that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
I love it so much. I can't recommend it enough. And pay attention to the drums. It was the one thing I couldn't incorporate in the punch up because I don't have drums.
Fair.
So you've got to check out their drummer's drumming. He's so goddamn good.
I got to check that out. What's your favorite National album? Because I've only heard The System Only Dreams in Darkness or whatever.
That was the single off of like Sleep Well Beast or whatever it was called.
Yeah.
I mean, the classic I feel like is High Violet, but Trouble Will Find Me is really good too. And I'm really excited about their record that as of recording is about to come out because it's a visual album starring Alicia Vikander.
Yeah.
And Mike Mills, my favorite filmmaker, is directing
it. Mike Mills made it.
Yeah.
Like Mike Will made it. Never mind. It's a producer. Never mind.
We'll see. I like the single from that album too. I think that's really good. You should check that out. Yeah. There's a video on YouTube. It's like beautiful and it makes you cry and you don't really know why.
And you said The Nationals is kind of was your inspiration for what you just did?
Oh, I was aggressively ripping them off.
I'm going to go listen to them.
Yeah.
If you liked that, you'll like The Nationals.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
What about you, Demi?
I was trying to choose between a few different songs that are like guitar based, but maybe kind of love-ish also, and I couldn't really think of one. So instead, I'm just going to plug this song, God and Satan by Biffy Clyro. Well, I look up to God, but I see trouble, cause this ain't a miracle. I just want to take my chance to live through a miracle. I think that this is probably one of those bands or songs that is probably very well known to like a segment of our listeners. Like I feel like they're a big band in Scotland, and maybe I'm wrong, but I had not heard this song until I want to say it came up on Spotify Discover, and it's just like, I mean, it starts with being like, I talk to God as much as I talk to Satan, cause I want to hear both sides, and it's just like all very guitar based, and it's like very sweet, and then it builds in a way that I'm like, oh, I really like, and I don't know, I really was just trying to pick a guitar based song, which this song is, and that was one of the big ones that came to mind. Really like that song.
I want to check that out.
Love it.
You ready, Jackie?
I'm ready. I'm going to go old school.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Knocks Me Off My Feet by Stevie Wonder. Yes, something about your love and makes me weak and knocks me off my feet. Knocks me off my feet. It is so great. It is such a beautiful song. And yeah, and it's kind of like, it's not like If You Really Love Me where it's fast and then it slows down, but he does, and like in his chorus, he just like milks it.
Goes for it.
And oh, so fucking beautiful.
Oh,
love
my
it.
God. Love thank
it.
You. And thank you for coming on the podcast.
Yeah, oh, thank
you
so
truly
for having me.
Like the dream guest for this
oh,
song.
Oh my goodness. Oh,
I didn't
my
know we
goodness.
Got him a Razzologist.
I mean, listen, I'm going to make you those 18 songs.
So
I'm going to make y'all these 18 songs.
When you got your degree in Mraz, was that a BA or a BS?
It was a BFA.
Oh. Oh, wow, okay.
Because it's fine art.
Damn.
It's fine art.
Okay.
Yeah. It was an MRAZ.
MRAZ BFA.
It was an MRAZ. Did I fuck the joke up? Did
where
I not
can,
get
no.
it?
No, you did perfectly. Where can people listen to you? We have Culture Kings.
I have Culture Kings. That is on anywhere you get podcasts.
You're on Twitter, Instagram?
I'm on Twitter at Jacquees Neal on everything. And I do too many shows at UCB, but I'll plug the two I produce. I produce Dramedy. We just had Chris Maloney do improvised
oh.
Law and Order with
oh my
us.
God.
Because my team does improvised Law and Order, and Chris Maloney just did it with us.
That's
oh
awesome.
My God.
So come through and see all the crazy guests and dope ass people we're having. And I also do a show called Pass That Blunt, where it's just a whole bunch of black improvisers get high and then pass out free blunts to the audience and do an hour of improv high as shit.
Oh my God.
And it is a delight.
I feel like that's just a sting op waiting to happen.
It is. Yeah, one day somebody, we gonna get arrested. And I'm gonna be the first one out because I know all the exits.
I like Jason Mraz. I'm one of you officers.
Hey, I'm yours.
May this change your mind. Zubidibabalada.
Scoop with that the exit now.
Bend over backwards and look at your tongue.
That's a command.
That's a command.
Oh my God. Well, thank you for coming on.
Thank you guys so much for having me. I had a blast. I love you guys' show.
It was so fun.
It was so fun.
I feel like there's only one thing left to say, of course, which is.
I was excited to send off for the show, and now I literally can't. No. Hey, Demi, you're going to have to talk from now on out because I'm too angry to speak.
All right. thank you so much for listening. You can check us out on everywhere at Punch Up The Jam, Instagram and Twitter, Facebook.com/Punch Up The Jam. Check out our Patreon where we post cleaner versions of all our songs and interact with our listeners and do bonus episodes and the whatnots. Patreon.com/Punch Up The Jam. You can email us, punchofthejam@gmail.com. You can check out our website and submit songs, punchofthejam.com. Special shout out to super producer Marissa.
Put your maple leaves up.
And that's it. We'll see y'all another time.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was
Punch Up The Jam.
Punch Up The Jam.
Punch Up The Jam.
Punch Up The Jam.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.